Shake, rattle, and roll. It's time to go. Let's go. Let's go. Now is the time to say yes to your dreams. Yes to more than you can conceive. Yes to your future. Yes to love. Yes to health. Yes to success. Yes to limitless possibilities. Yes to the best. Yes to elevation. Yes to freedom. Yes to positivity. Yes to strength. Yes to beauty. Yes to wholeness. Yes to abundance. Yes to imagination. Yes to plenty. Yes to limitlessness. Yes to healing. Yes to truth. Yes to happiness. Yes to worthiness. Yes to brilliance. Yes to destiny. Yes to you. See it, say it, seize it, and soar into more than ever before. It's Massive Momentum Monday. Are you ready to rumble?
Audacious leadership and authentic living begin the second you decide to play by the rules you write. Christy Kennedy turned a pink slip into queenfidence and built a business from the ground up, brick by brick. In this transformational queenversation, get ready to receive confidence keys to succeed daily. Now is the time to focus on where you're going, seize the moment, and own it. Because no one is you, and that is your power.
Recently, I came across this powerful affirmation. I often teach on how to build a powerhouse mindset, and this is something I absolutely live by. Affirmations are the key to ascension into new dimensions of power. The author stated, "Being unstoppable is not what I do, it's who I am." Occasionally, I experience doubt or fear, but I refuse to be defined by it. If I stumble, I look for the lesson. If I hit an unexpected detour, I look for the adventure. I take full responsibility for my choices because with ownership comes freedom. I direct my energy towards creating my destiny, and that makes me unstoppable. Where are my unstoppable leaders at? Something I have on my manifestation wall are these words that I crafted out, and I read them every single day. I believe we have to be deliberate. We have to be intentional about stepping into this state of limitlessness, because everything around us is shouting for our attention, telling us what we can't do, what we cannot achieve, where we can't go. So you have to ascend from within if you're going to win again and again and again. Fall seven times and then you stand up eight. This is what I say in the morning. I see high caliber connections and high end clients. I see elevated experiences beyond my comprehension. I see all expense paid exotic travel destinations. I see new passion for purpose. I see divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I see uncommon creative abilities flowing through me. I see supernatural power and authority. I see wealth, abundance, and prosperity. I see unprecedented favor over every interaction and opportunity. I see nothing missing and nothing broken. I see freedom, love, and unspeakable joy. I see a cutting-edge axe abolishing iron barriers of lack. I see an invincible strength to stand against the fiercest winds of opposition. My question to you today is, what do you see? Because what you see is what you will ultimately get. What are you drawing into your life? If you can envision a dry erase board, and I want you to split that dry erase board in half by drawing a line smack dab in the middle from top to bottom. On the left side of this dry erase board, I want you to write in your mind's eye or on a piece of paper or on your digital technology, and I want you to write these words: rant and erase on the left side, and on the right side, ruminate and excavate. See, we each have a certain amount of emotional dollars to spend every single day. What puts us in the emotional red, the negative, is when we spend valuable energy sweating the small stuff. So what we should be ruminating and excavating, meaning deep thought on my future, whether I'm going to get married or not, choosing a college to attend, that requires time to process. What I do not want to spend lengthy amounts of time on is something such as the type of shoes I'm going to wear. Do you see that? We spend significant time on insignificant matters. I'm going to say that again. We spend significant time on insignificant matters. What I want you to begin to focus on is not just moving the needle inches forward. I want you to crush the needle. Annihilate the needle where there are no limitations and you are absolutely wide open. Can you feel the thrill? Will you get into high gear? Will you lead to win? Will you own your power? Will you own your brilliance? Will you ascend to higher heights? Will you plunge into deeper depths? It's time to broaden the perspective. Recently, as I was walking my dogs at the park, I'm always fascinated with nature and the animals that just pop up out of nowhere. So as I was walking the track, here comes Mr. Turtle. And Mr. Turtle's crossing the street. And all of a sudden, he hears my dogs barking and he stops in mid-progress. Right there. And all of a sudden, he transforms. And his little legs go inside the shell. And he has a split second to make a decision if he's going to stay stuck or is he going to become unstoppable. And all of a sudden, his little legs pop back out. And then he begins to move like lightning, headed towards the water. He starts out casually. Then he freezes. And then, like the Flintstones, he takes off. And I ask myself, where are you in your journey called life? Are you strolling casually? Or are you constricted? Have you frozen in fear? Or are you catapulting yourself to greatness, seizing the moments? Expect the unexpected on this week. See nothing but possibilities. There are some individuals that for every single problem, they see 1 million more problems. But then you have the audacious, the bodacious, the wildly contagious who see 1 million solutions for every single problem. What side of life are you going to live on? I see how things are and dream wide open of how things could be. I cherish innovation as a noble purpose. While politicians ponder, bureaucrats bully, and academics theorize, I relentlessly produce. I make the world better, brighter, and happier. The status quo is my enemy. I reject conformity and I loathe mediocrity. I am proud to be a pioneer, an idealist, a visionary. I am an entrepreneur. I do not sell out to safety nets and benefits. Time clocks make me shudder. I refuse to play by rules imposed by others. I am not a cog in another man's machine. The riskiest life is playing it safe, cowering in the darkness of squandered potential, shackled by golden handcuffs, shoulders squared and head held high. I boldly choose the risk of freedom over the certain bondage of security. Life's only guarantee is my freedom to choose my response to circumstances. I put my money on guts over brains, tenacity over talent. I do not take counsel from my fears. Fiercely, resolutely, I beat my drum and I tread my path towards my North Star. Author unknown. We don't consult our fears. fears become irrelevant when you allow passion to take the wheel. Today is the day, in this moment, in this second, how will you demonstrate your belief? How will you showcase your brilliance? How will you rise to the occasion? Small steps create big impact. Don't talk yourself out of it. Talk yourself into it. Tell your fears, I'm not gonna shut up. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna back down. I'm not gonna live in someone else's shadow. I'm not going to hide. I'm gonna be like Mr. Turtle, and I'm gonna run with all of my might. Thank you for tuning in to Massive Momentum Monday, where we get it done and we have tons of fun. Don't forget to subscribe and tell somebody about this hot fire that makes you want to go higher.